Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Bennington, Vermont. This talk, delivered on Sunday, April 26, 2026, is by Ariana Collins on the topic of protecting our watershed.
Hi, my name is Ariana Alexandra Collins, and I am the Executive Director of the Hoosick River Watershed Association. Hoorah! That's our acronym, so hoorah! We have been in existence for 40 years attending to the Hoosick River watershed, which you're a part of, and I'll get a little bit more into that. So you invited this water body here today to encourage you to connect with what it means to be part of a watershed. And we are water bodies, all of us. On the average human body is 60% water. We have an ocean tide flowing inside of our bodies, connecting us with the moon, the oceans, the rivers, the rains, the mist, the breath, that which we share with all life. At the confluence of science and spirituality, there is a space, a breath. Let us enter into that space, that breath. And I'd like to start out this session with a breathing exercise to connect you with all of the elements. And we'll start with the earth breath, because we are in the body earth. And so I'll bring you through the different elemental breathing. So we're going to start with the earth, and that's in and out through the nose. We'll do that four times. Then there'll be water to connect with our breath with the water, and that will be in through our nose and out through our mouth. And then we'll connect with fire, in through our mouth and out through our nose. And then with the air, in and out through our mouth. And then there'll be a liminal space of spirit where there's neither breathing in or out. And don't worry, I will bring you through this. So I just wanted to introduce it, though. So again, it'll be four slow, deep breaths in and out. First, through the body earth, so in and out through the nose. So now connect with the body of water, in through the nose and out through the mouth, and remember that you are sharing your breath with all the living beings here in this room. So now connect with that fire, the fire from the sky and the fire from the earth, and that connects right in your belly. So in through your mouth and out through your nose. And now connect with the air. It's in the room, all through, in and out through your mouth. Now be in that liminal space for the count of four, either breathing in or out to connect with spirit. And now we go back again, in and out through your mouth, through air. Connect again with fire, in through your mouth and out through your nose. Reconnect with water, in through your nose, out through your mouth. And again, connect with the body earth, in and out through your nose. Now, neither breathing in or out to connect with spirit for the count of four. Thank you. The focus of today is on watershed interconnection. That's what I was asked to come here to talk about, watershed interconnection. Watersheds do not follow town borders or state lines. They are created by the contours of the land. Watersheds are nests, nests within nests. We gather here in the Wolumsec watershed. Several bodies flow into the Wolumsec. Perrin Creek, Little White Creek, Roaring Brook, Barney Brook, South Stream, Jewett Brook, Roaring Branch. The Wolumsec flows into the Hoosick River, who also has rivers flowing into Key as well. And the Hoosick River watershed becomes a part of even larger nest, the Hudson. When the Hoosick flows into the Hudson at the confluence in Stillwater, New York. Nesting bodies. These are active bodies, flowing bodies, living bodies. If you close your eyes, you can hear, can you hear a water body calling to you? A pond, a marsh, a swamp, a lake, a stream, a brook, a river, an ocean. I invite you now to close your eyes and to go on a little journey here. What water body calls to you? Who calls to you? Listen to the sound of their flow. Is it almost imperceptible because it's a pond, a lake, a reservoir? Who calls to you? Is the sound the gentle whispering of a stream? Is the sound playful, like a babbling brook who welcomes you in to stand among the wet stones? Does a calm river or a rambunctious river call you in? Listen to this living being. For a moment, let the connection of this water body wash over you, submerge you, cradle you. Is there anyone else who draws you into this water body? Perhaps a special flower in bloom? A place you secret to because you love foraging for a particular wild edible mushroom? A tree you love sitting under? A place that you love to swim in? A family of wild beings you love watch growing up year after year. Connect with your heart and your mind to this space and the life all around you. Share your breath and time with them. Sit with this water body and the beings. Slowly let your mind draw back into this room with your human friends and neighbors. Open your eyes, smile, wave your fingers around. When you feel your connection with a water body, you can perceive these nests, these interconnections. You can see them like ripples on the water. You are held, nested inside one water body, your water body, which is nested to other water bodies. And to the river, and they all form larger water bodies. Now I'd like everyone to reach out with your hands and connect to all the other water bodies around you. You might have to get up to make sure that everyone's connected. All right, this is the part where if you have any questions for me, I would like to say that the Hoosick River Watershed, where we've been in existence for 40 years, this is our 40th year, so we're celebrating. Hurrah! I have watershed maps for everyone. If you'd like to take a watershed map, or I don't know if I have it for everyone. If you came with a family, please share. So if you'd like to explore the Hoosick River watershed, you are a part of the Hoosick River watershed. You might say, no, I'm not. I'm part of the Wolumsec. Well, the Wolumsec is part of the Hoosick. And so you're part of the bigger family. Just like when I was like, I came to the Hoosick River watershed, and I'm like, well, we're the Hoosick River watershed. I'm not part of the Hudson. And the Hudson River Alliance said, but you are. You're a part of us, too. So just know we're communities within communities. If you want to learn a little bit more about Hurrah, you can. I also have a couple copies of our annual report So you can take a look at what we've been up to. A lot of the work that we do is water quality monitoring. We work with the Watersheds United Vermont, and we are here more in this watershed starting the year before. And now we're going to be doing some more water quality monitoring. We're doing temperature monitoring up here as well. We've got 3 volunteers who test for chloride and phosphorus in the Wolumsec watershed, and now we're going to expand and do some temperature readings to see the temperature. It's important to know about the temperatures in the water because it helps us to know how climate change is affecting our waterways. And the things that we can do to protect our waterways is to keep, and if you live near a river or brook or stream, to keep them shaded. So planting trees and keeping them shaded helps to keep the water cooler, which actually helps to keep it cleaner. Okay, thank you. Does anyone have any questions? Our brook trout are a native trout who live in the rivers and streams, and they get stressed when the water hits 68 degrees. So when we're checking the temperatures, we're trying to make sure that during the summer that the waters are not reaching that high. If they are reaching that high, it is not, we ask anglers to please refrain from fishing because the fish are stressed, and because they're stressed, they're not as likely to bite, but they might. But we try to make sure that they're not, you know, that we just ask anglers to please hold off while the water temperatures are so high. A lot of our streams, so the tributaries that I mentioned in the little meditation, those streams tend to be cold water streams and support brook trout. And so the more that we can keep them shaded, the more cooling effect it has. And also, another cooling effect is our eastern hemlock. If you know that tree, it's also a wild edible, I love this tree. The eastern hemlock, so not what Socrates died from, that's water and poison hemlock, which is an herbaceous plant. Eastern hemlock creates dense shade, and that has a cooling effect for us as well. And so it's really important to protect our hemlocks. They are being supped on by a little critter called the woolly adelgid, who came from away and is now making their home here. So we have to guard against them as well to protect our shade trees.